Sing a Song of Christmas by Rebecca Cornish Talley, based on a true story. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Ashley watched Mrs. Barnwald lean on her cane and walk slowly over to a padded rocking chair. Mrs. Barnwald sat down. "I'm glad you came to visit me today, Ashley," she said. "You and your family are good neighbors." "I like to come to your house." Ashley looked at a photo that sat on the table next to the rocking chair. "That's my family in front of our home in Germany. I was born in that house," Mrs. Barnwald said. "Is your family still in Germany?" "Oh, no. I'm the only one left. My husband, Hans, and I came to America many, many years ago. You know, we were never blessed with any children, and when he passed away a few years ago, he left me all alone." Mrs. Barnwald sounded sad. Ashley placed her hand on Mrs. Barnwald's wrinkled hand. "Are you lonely?" she asked. "Sometimes, especially during the Christmas season." Mrs. Barnwald took the photo in her hand and looked at it for a minute. "We used to have such fun at this time of year. When I was a little girl in Germany, we had many traditions. We sang songs and baked special treats." Mrs. Barnwald smiled. "Hans and I kept some of those traditions, but now I'm too old for them." She turned to Ashley. "I'm glad to have a friend like you. I feel like you are my family." Ashley grinned. She glanced over at the clock that hung on the wall. It was time for dinner. She got up and gave Mrs. Barnwald a hug. "I better go home. Thank you so much for visiting me today. See you soon." Ashley kicked at the ground on her walk home. She opened the front door and heard her mom in the kitchen, so she walked in and sat at the table. Resting her head on her hands, she let out a big breath. "How was your visit?" Mom asked. Ashley shrugged her shoulders. "Mrs. Barnwald is so lonely. I want to do something special for her this Christmas." "That's a wonderful idea," Mom said. Ashley went to her room and lay on the bed, trying to think of something wonderful to do. She thought and thought and thought. Christmas was only a few days away. Ashley thought about what Mrs. Barnwald had said about traditions. She rolled over on her stomach and saw the handout from primary she'd set on her desk. She had an idea. Ashley called her primary teacher, Sister Jensen, because she often told the class about her mission to Germany. After she talked to Sister Jensen, Ashley knew just what to do for Mrs. Barnwald. On Christmas Eve, Ashley and her family went to Mrs. Barnwald's house for a visit. They took her some turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and freshly baked cookies. Ashley turned down the lights in the living room and handed candles to each of her parents and to her sister. Softly in German, they started singing Silent Night, while Ashley lit the candles. "Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alle schafft einsam Watch, nur das Traut hat Schlitz Paar, holder nobben looking har, schlafen himmlischer Ruh, schlafen himmlischer Ruh." Ashley couldn't sing the last few words because of the lump in her throat. When they were finished, Mrs. Barnwald had tears on her cheeks, and Ashley's chest felt warm and tingly. She couldn't take Mrs. Barnwald back to Germany, but she could bring a little bit of Germany to Mrs. Barnwald for Christmas. End of the article, Sing a Song of Christmas,